There is a divine mystery, a secret surprise that has been what? When something is concealed, you'll buy anything that was sealed. You'll order anything online, it was sealed. What did you have to do? You have to break that seal and get into it to see what's in it. This truth that I'm talking about was concealed or sealed up until Jesus showed up. The Old Testament people didn't have a clue about Christ living in them. That's why God gave them the priest, prophet, and king. They had no spirit in them. Are you hearing me now? But this revelation has been that was concealed from the world, is what it said. For how long? For a generation. But now it's being what? Notice how it says it, and now it's being revealed. You don't know it all. You ain't got it yet. But it's being revealed. And I'm standing here. I was sent here to stand before you today to begin to reveal some more of it so you can know it. See, the first thing you need to do, and you've done that if you're born again, you got it in you, but it need to be revealed to you what's in you. Oh, you know, you say, some of them. Some of you know a little bit more. But you need to come to the place that with the revelation, I'm a master. I master everything. See, sickness and disease, poverty and lack, other people's opinion, the devil and demon, they don't master you. I'm a master. I'm the master of this custodian. I'm in charge of this vessel. What goes on in this vessel, I say what's happened. Are you listening to me? But if you don't know this, life will beat the hell out of you. Because that's what Satan's all about, is hell and trouble and disasters and sorrow and pain. And you struggle. And you know, when you can't go to bed at night and sleep a restful night's sleep, that's trouble. That's not good. You're struggling trying to sleep. You're waking up. You're worried about this. And I hope they're not going to put me out tonight. I hope they're not going to turn my lights off before I get up in the morning. I hope I can come back home from work and my light's still on. You done stole something. I hope the police don't be there and pick me up when I get home. I hope they don't come to the job and I'll be embarrassed. See, when you don't know Jesus, see, all that kind of stuff take place. But when you come to know Jesus and you get a revelation that the greater one is in you, you have food. You do not have to fool with any of that stuff. You know how to live right. You know how to live godly. You know how to make life work. You know how to make money come to you. You don't chase money. You know how to make it work for you. And you won't be following some government system that controls you. Are you listening to me? So let's read it again, because you got it. You just got to see this. And when I finish reading, you go home and meditate on this. Don't just let me read these scriptures and that's all you do. You know why? Let me tell you what it is. Don't want to get ahead of myself. It's time for you to take charge of what's yours. Other people had your stuff. You've been living like a broke beaten up, tore up shoe. And look like you've been out in the rain and sunshine for months, weeks, and years. Turn up, twisted, no soft place on you. And God said, I'm tired of my people looking like that and living like that when I made you wealthy. I'm going to read you something else in a minute. Am I talking to you this day? Hallelujah. There is a divine mystery, a secret surprise that has been concealed from the world for generations. But now it's being revealed, unfold, and what? Manifest for every holy believer to experience. Did you understand that statement? Are you a holy believer? How many holy believers we got in here? This is for you to experience. This is for you to experience. Not to be beat up, not to be broke, not to be downtrodden, not to have all those things going in your life and worried about what's going to happen to you. That mess may attack you, but you attack back. Just like you attack the pneumonia, you attack all the other different disease, you attack it too. And tell it, you cannot come in my house. So this mystery is being manifest to every holy believer to experience. That's why he wants me to preach this. It's for you to experience. It's for, other word, it's for you. Now that you've been brought into the kingdom, you can experience the revelation of it. Know what it is. Know how to operate in it. Know how to be full of it. Know how to grow up and operate like a king and a queen you are. Hallelujah. Go to the next verse. I listen to this. Living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. What is living in you? Living within you is the Christ. You know what the Christ is? You know who Christ is? He's the anointed one. The anointing is living in you with the expectation of glory. Not expectation of getting sick. Not expectation of being poor. Not the expectation of getting in a divorce. Not the expectation they're taking your house. Not the expectation of living in old shanty. Not an expectation of driving something that's beat up. You got to get out and kick the wheel every time you stop and make sure you got some air. Hallelujah. Living within you, the Christ, who floods you with the expectation of glory. Glory is where the devil don't abide. I'm going to say it again. When the glory shows up, you don't find Satan hanging around. Because it exposed all his phonies. Deceiving, conniving, deception, that he's trying to make you think he's some kind of God, it just exposed him and put him on the run. That's why he don't want you in the glory. He don't want you to expect and have expectation of the glory. Because in the glory is the power. And the power no foe can handle. It's unlimited power that operates for you. And operate through you and lift you to another place. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Expectation of glory. He said, this mystery of Christ embedded within you. Where is it? It's embedded within you, says in me, is embedded in me. Becomes a what? Heavenly treasure chest. Become what? Let's say it all again. It becomes a heavenly treasure chest, a hope filled with the riches of glory. You see that? For his people. And God wants everyone to know it.